T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's time for a whole nother story with Kevin Colleen. Today, Kevin talks with a running expert about the lessons we can learn in the marathon of dealing with the coronavirus.
As you've probably heard, Amy Marxkors of the Charlie Brennan Show is a runner. She's been running her whole life. She's been running from something. And for her 36th birthday, she ran 36 miles around Forest Park. Amy, are we in a marathon and as a society having to slog through the coronavirus?
Absolutely. I think we're a society of instant gratification and immediacy, but the marathon is the long game. And right now, in trying to flatten the curve, we're playing the long game.
St. Louis Mayor Crewson said this week, be prepared to stay at home for 30 days and maybe even longer. Are there some psychological stages into a marathon that apply to this being stuck at home?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like the psychological stages of grief. You know how you go through those. But, you know, you're at the start line, you feel a little bit of excitement, but mostly terror because you know how long the race is going to be. Then you get into it, you think this is going to work out. You start to feel a little discomfort. Then you start to feel pain. Then you start to feel suffering. And then you're wishing that the ground would open up and just swallow you whole. We might get to that point. That's why it's important not to look ahead. Focus on the mile you're in.
Do you get overwhelmed if you think, oh my gosh, I've got 22 miles left?
Yeah, the minute you start to think of how far you have to go, especially if you're already feeling a little fatigued, it takes you out of the game. You become completely disheartened. So, I mean, I'm totally not even kidding when we say one foot in front of the next.
Do you ever have a psychological place to go in the midst of a run where you think of your grandmother or a story or just something to forget that you're actually running?
Sometimes you look around and you realize how beautiful nature is. A lot of it's just survival and you're focusing on your breath and your breathing. So I honestly think when you're stuck at home, focus on cooking, spending time with your kids, reading, be in the moment.
Will there be a point in this stuck-at-home marathon where we will just say, I can't take it anymore, I want to go out and be with people, and we'll go crazy?
Sure, but the worst part about a marathon is you can take it. You can keep going. So you may feel that way, but you can do it.
All right, Amy Marxkors, who has run 36 miles when she felt like quitting. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Colleen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.